your education. We don't need your thought control. We don't need you.
Next one. Next one. Jack Blood. 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 Jack
Blood. I'll be back.
Hello, Jack.
We're in a lot of trouble.
Same big club they used to beat you over the head with all day long, where they tell you what to believe. All day long, beat you over the head in their media, telling you what to believe, what
four,
to think, and what
three,
to buy.
2, 1.
Three, cue announcer. And starring the mad prophet of the airways.
In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Welcome, my fellow thought criminals, enemies of the state and feral humans, wherever you might be. You're dialed into the Jack Blood Show only, exclusively on Ocelli.com. It is December 1st, 2022, and of course, I'm Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun, reporting for the next 2 hours. Joining us in the second hour of the broadcast today, Andrew Krapachitz is back. He is the founder of Red Balloon. We'll talk a little bit about that. And free speech, which is breaking the internet right now. What is free speech? I want to get into this a little bit on this broadcast today. It might be somewhat philosophical. I'll give you my opinion since I've been in the eye of the storm. There it is, the story of the eye. You kids out there, don't read that book. If you think Balenciaga is bad, don't even go near that kind of stuff. But I had to read it so you didn't, and some of you might know what I'm talking about. Yeah, this show, a little bit of the blind leading the blind. And by the way, our guest canceled today, so Andrew is filling in the second hour of the broadcast. We had booked Jennifer Say, the author of Levi's Unbuttoned. She was the brand president for Levi's Incorporated and was forced out of her job because she commented on school closures due to COVID and some other things about COVID. I'm not even supposed to say that. That's the C word. And she has a great book and has done some great interviews. And I don't know if it's because this viral mess going on right now currently on the internet, which has to do with, of course, Kanye and Alex Jones. And then, that, of course, you Google me and the first thing that comes up is my connections with Alex Jones. So I don't know if she's going to lay low because she's talking about woke corporate culture and maybe thought today wouldn't be the best day to do that. Just kind of everybody treading kind of carefully right now. I'm not on YouTube right now. Thankfully, I can say whatever I want on this network, and we'll let the chips fall where they may. Although I'm not going to go as far as Ye, as the artist formerly known as Kanye. I'm not going to go as far as him today. Because this, I believe, is a massive psyop. I'm going to explain it from my perspective. Someone who's been there and done that, I feel I might have better perspective than the latest coffee salesman on YouTube, et cetera. They can't even say the H word. The H word is Hitler, of course, and that's going to come up. So I want you to brace yourselves. We're going to be cool. Real quick update, all the references to the eye, and I'm trying to get the eye together. That's me. I'm working on myself very hard. Part of this came because I lost some sight in my right eye. If your right eye offends thee, pluck it out. Well, I almost did. And it's a really long story, but I was on the verge of a torn retina. So those of you who have checked out and I did some statements on this and asked for your help because I can't work right now, it's kind of a bad situation. You can look at that by going to YouTube, Deadline Live TV. Please subscribe over there. I'm a little bit all over the place today because I've been holding some of this in. Thankfully, Chuck, who has sight problems as well, is helping me, who can basically see out of one eye. As I said, the blind leading the blind. But hey, man, that's why I love doing. That's why I try not to miss this show. Hope you guys had a happy Thanksgiving. We weren't able to go live last week. But yeah, magic is real. Magic is God. Prayers work. And so many of you who not only helped me by donating to our cause because I can't work. I have lots of bills, you know, going on here. Jackblood@hotmail.com, PayPal or Zelle. Huge ups to some of the people that dug deep. Some of my friends that don't even listen to this show and then other listeners at our YouTube channel. Man, you guys are getting me through. I'm almost there. I just need a little bit more help. Jackblood@hotmail.com. Please help us out. I'll talk about your t-shirts being on the way here in a second. I know I'm all over the place, but magic is real, man. I mean, call it God, call it prayer, call it whatever, but I had a lot of people call it Reiki. Our friends over at the Maria Heller Show really putting all their people on this, and I go to get the second opinion and sit in the chair, and I'm saying this out loud. I'm saying my name. I'm putting this out, and I know it sounds like a lot of woo-woo to some of you guys before I get to the news. Just let me update you. It worked. According to the specialist, the second opinion I got, I don't have a torn retina. This is really important and really good for me. I just got to lay low for about a month. My vision is messed up, but this is super good news. It looks like I can heal this. And I already knew that, and this is going to be a theme that comes up a lot during our show today. Too much information is a bad thing. So I start, and my kid does this too. My whole family kind of does it. And we all do it. We have something wrong with us. We go on the internet, we look it up, and it just scares the piss out of us. Because it's always the worst case scenario that you're going to focus on. And I'm thinking I need surgery and all this, and everyone's telling me, the first doctor told me I need surgery. So I go in for the surgery, and the doctor's like, nope. You would think they'd want to take my money just for fun, but nope. This guy, my doctor's name, and I shouldn't give too much information because who knows who will get it and what they'll do, is Dr. Wynn. He's Dr. Wynn, and I'm winning. Thanks to you guys, because I believe you can manifest what you want to manifest. And I wish the whole world understood this, however you do it, whether it's through prayer, through meditation, through something like Reiki, which is a massive universal healing tool, whether it's through positive thinking, whether it's through what you say out of your mouth out loud that echoes and goes out through the universe forever and ever and ever, you can do it. It can happen. So I'm not saying I might have just gotten off lucky. It might just be a giant coincidence, but I'm not taking that lightly, and I appreciate you guys pulling for me. I'm going to be okay. I think I'm going to be okay, and I'm going to retain vision in my right eye, and I'm just going to take care of myself and keep sending the good green vibes, if you would. Green is the healing color. Keep pulling for me, and I'll keep pulling for you, and I'll be here for you. Now, okay, all of that is over. Before I get into Elon Musk monkey brain hacking horrifying experiments, we might even have time for that today. I'm going to talk about the FTX scandal. I'm going to talk about the Balenciaga scandal. Realize that both Ball and CIA are in that name. And if you don't know what that is, I will update you on that. As I mentioned, some Elon Musk stuff, the China-Iran protests, the Walmart shooting, updates on the Q nightclub shooting, because we didn't go on last week and we didn't get to talk about that. But let's start with this because this is breaking the internet today. The artist formerly known as Kanye West, he goes by Ye now, has been making the rounds, and we commented on this briefly. I think this might have been the last show we did. And, you know, my first reaction to the very light things he said on the Piers Morgan show and the Semantic show, I don't even want to say his name, the smartest guy on the internet who has some of the most psyop-y propaganda people on his show ever. He's from Russia and wears a black suit and a tie. Some of you might know who he is. No, it's not Lex Luthor, but something like that. No, he goes on the Tim Fool, I mean, sorry, Pool show. I always get my P's and my F's. It might be my eye that does it. But the Luke Rutkowski show walks off, hanging around Milo. Do you guys know Milo? This guy Milo. He is the gay Republican fire starter. These guys are fire starters. I look at them largely as attention whores. This is why I'm not big on the internet anymore. I refuse to do that. And this guy, Fuentes, who I never even heard of until this week. I guess he's a white nationalist, Holocaust denier, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They went and had dinner. This all kind of was leading up, and then the next thing you know, these three guys, by the way, my band was supposed to play a thing here in Seattle that Milo was speaking at, and lots of protesters. I refused to be involved in that, even though it would have been a big high profile thing for my band. It actually, I lost the guitar player off of this because we wouldn't do it. There was a shooting at the thing, and that guy kind of got somewhat canceled. I don't believe in canceling people, but come on, man. Let's just talk so I know what you're doing and who you are. I'd like to know that. They are all stooges. I don't know how deep it goes and if there's a conspiracy. I know they're conspiring. I don't know if the conspiracy goes higher than that and it involves our government. But there was a massive psyop where Trump had dinner with Fuentes. I forget his first name, man, because I just heard of him. Milo, forget his last name because it's Greek and it's hard to pronounce, and yay, Trump has dinner with these guys. I don't know why. I have no idea, but they are all considered to be anti-Semites. I'm not going to digress there into what a Semite is. Can you look it up? Because there's a lot. If it is what it technically is, it includes Arabs and other groups born in a certain region. There's a lot of anti-Semitism going on. How he took this dinner at Mar-a-Lago, how he got involved with these guys, how it all leaked out, how he got set up, getting criticized hard from the Democrats and kind of hard from the – well, that's what Republicans are. They're kind of hard. And, sorry, my bad. You kids out there. Which kind of set off a massive viral firestorm. Now, let me just say this real quick. To accuse Trump, who maybe isn't as big of a quote unquote Zionist as Joe Biden, who came out and said, those are his words. Joe Biden, who is a Catholic, came out years ago and said he is a full-fledged Zionist, which basically means you will protect Israel, the state of Israel, or get one in the beginning at any cost, which includes terrorism. At any cost. Genocide, terrorism. I'm sorry, but look at the facts. I mean, this is a conversation, if you want to talk about free speech, that we could have. These are conversations that we could have. It's like talking about today's shooting was a false flag without knowing all the details. Well, there are plenty of false flags. We know that were false flags because it came out later in classified information and whistleblowers that said the Gulf of Tonkin, for instance, was a false flag to initiate and to fire up the Vietnam War. Same with the USS Maine to fire up the Spanish-American War. We know these things now. So there's a difference between talking about what we know, known conspiracies, conspiracy fact, to conspiracy theory. And there has been a massive psyop going on since the Obama administration. Well, I mean, long before that one of his czars, Cass Sunstein, talked about openly that they would infiltrate the conspiracy, it's not really a movement, a arena, let's call it the arena. And the next thing you know, everything was a hoax and the earth was flat and all the rest of it, okay? So I think this could be part of that, but it's also a larger psyop to take out Trump and eliminate Trump and potentially put up Florida Man as the Republican nominee for president in 2024. That guy who is a torturer and a massive neocon, okay, whatever good traits he might have, that's true with the governor of Florida. And he is somebody that will do the bidding of his masters, which is why I know why people like Trump. Trump fell right into this. And I don't know who set him up or whatever. I don't think he's on the ball as much. I mean, the guy is like almost 80 himself. I don't know how much he handles of what goes on around him or if he delegates that to other people and trusts them to handle it. Maybe Jared Kushner, for instance, who would benefit the most. You know, there are extreme right Orthodox Jews in Israel that think Jared Kushner is the Machina, which is a way to say Messiah. So, I don't know. I wish I could tell you, but I can tell you my spidey senses have gone off massively. Alarm bells, red flags everywhere on this. So the dinner with Trump, Milo, Ye, and Fuentes broke the internet. Then he goes on Tim Pool, goes on for 20 minutes and walks out because Tim Pool is nervous and wants to put disclaimers all over everything they say, constantly interrupts them, wanted to benefit from it, wanted to benefit by having these three guys on his show, wanted to benefit by the publicity, and yes, he did. And was he part of that hoax, that scam, that grift, that psyop? I don't know. We'll have to take him at his word that maybe he got psyoped. All sounds very fishy today. And I saw this. I knew this was coming before because Jason Rink, who was on our show here just a few months ago, was the driver and drove Ye and Fuentes to the Alex Jones show and sat there the whole time during the show and watched. And I tried to get him on for 10 minutes today to give us the behind the scenes on this because this is weird. This is the weirdest thing ever. And you could already see the clips all over the internet. Ye, I guess, I have to call him now, artist formerly known as Kanye West, comes on with what looks like a ski mask, but what really is, a Balenciaga fashion mask covering his entire face. And among other things, says this, quick clip here, chuckle. Trigger that for us.
That's right. You're not Hitler. You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. The Jew, I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
What do I mean? Like, okay, so how about... Are you leaving?
Are you afraid of the press?
He's gone.
I mean, forget Tim Pool. I mean, Pool. What a massive shite show that was. And I got sucked into it. It's entertaining, but it's more. It tells us what is going on. There is a confluence, a conflation of things, from the FTX scandal to the Balenciaga scandal to all of this working as a justification, as a problem. The reactions are coming hard for a solution. We're going to talk about that in the second hour of the broadcast today. The censoring of entire countries, of people. And if you love freedom and free speech, whatever that means to you, because it does apparently mean something different to everybody, I think it could be very simply and concisely broken down. I'm going to try to do that. If you love those things, why are you helping the Cass Sunstein people of the world? Why are you helping the elites, the establishment, known institutions and alphabet agencies to kill it? Because we want to test the most choppiest, the largest waves and waters of free speech. We want to show there's no free speech by saying we could say anything. When we're at a point right now where we can't say much, there's a big difference between what I might say on my show, my broadcast, not programming, okay, and what can be said on a larger arena, yelling fire in a theater, telling people that you love Hitler. And by the way, too much information can be a bad thing, because some of that information is a rotten apple. Okay, people are so scared to say the word Hitler now. Now, you can accuse Trump of being Hitler all you want, but you got to be careful when you say the H word, apparently, now. We'll put that on one of the George Carlin rolling over in his grave, one of the 8,000 words you can't say on YouTube, TV, or radio. No. Hitler did not invent the microphone and freeways. However, Al Gore did invent the internet. I mean, come on. You look like an idiot doing that. Now, here's my disclaimer. I never liked Kanye's music. You know, I can appreciate that people do. I never thought he was a musical or fashion genius. You know, I mean, look at some of the stuff he's created, like those giant boots that he wears that look like he's a cartoon character. If that's fashion, you know, my name is Dennis Kucinich. You know, I don't know. That just came to mind. This is mass hypnosis. So I guess if anybody knows about mass hypnosis, it should be yay. A lot of people getting his back, and most of them, I find, are people who are really wrapped up in the whole censorship thing to a degree that's unhealthy almost. Sorry, I mean, I'll explain what that means if you like me to. Or people that are so heavily into religion that they have to wear it on their sleeve and stamp it on their forehead, which we know is another demographic. People are trying – look – the competition is massive. I'm a perfect example of it. I was once somebody on 40 to 100 radio stations, canceled immediately, by the way, by Alex Jones, who doesn't like being canceled. I've told that story. In one day, lost everything because the excuse is stupid. I'm not going to go down that road again, but that did happen. And then he called everybody and blackballed me. And, you know, so my career that I'd spent years developing, a lot of time, thousands of hours, gone in one phone call, just like that. So, yeah, I understand what it's like to be minimalized. I understand what it's like to be shadow banned. I understand what it's like to get strikes and to be spanked and taken over the knee by Mark Zuckerberg and others and spanked for doing almost literally nothing. That's where the fight is. Being able to say, I mean, for me, for example, probably you, the things that we, Chuck and everyone on the network I'm on now, the things they say, not inherently crazy things. Look, it's no coincidence that right in the middle of the whole Charlie Sheen thing, Charlie Sheen, the actor, gets brought up 9/11. Perfectly rational and sane, endorsing parts of 9/11. Does a lot of research and does it pretty good. Also was investigating in a very deep way chemtrails. That would get me banned on YouTube, just saying that word. So we have a lot we need to get and convey to people to wake them out of this mass hypnosis. This actually reinforces it. But I find it interesting that Alex Jones gets Charlie Sheen up on this 9/11 platform. That's how I met Charlie Sheen in L.A. Seemed like a perfectly rational dude. Next thing you know, he's having a massive manic episode. Now, I don't know if that was due to nefarious chemicals that were put in him. I don't know. Who knows? I could speculate. He might have just been having a massive manic episode due to drugs and everything else. And who was right there to exploit it? It was Alex Jones. Who I know Charlie Sheen, when he woke up from this nightmare that he found himself in, completely cut all ties to it. Alex Jones is an attention whore and a star fucker. I'm sorry. I hate to use terms like that. I'm sorry if your children are listening. I try to do a better job. Okay? Does that make you feel better? So right in the middle of all this, we've got Trump. We've got a number one internet to platform, deplatformed villain, Alex Jones. We've got Kanye and this guy who comes off like a white supremacist who's actually admittedly a Catholic. Not there's anything wrong with that. And coincidentally enough, one of the boys, one of the insiders into the whole financial nightmare that has the world by the throat, FTX, this kid, Sam Bankman-Fried, who's an elite insider, has family at Stanford, has family at MIT, has family that once controlled the SEC, hanging out with Bill Clinton, funding the Democrat Party, and allegedly with dark money funding the Republican Party, who is Jewish, who is just walking around, I guess, not indicted, not arrested, lost $8 billion of people's money. And I'm not just talking about greedy fools. I'm talking about, you know, teachers' pensions funds. I mean, this is on scale with Enron. This is on scale with some of the biggest Ponzi schemes in the history of the world. All of this converging at once as a big, giant present under the tree. I'm sorry. Maybe I need to blue pill myself. Maybe I need to go back into the Matrix. I've already lost everything. I got nothing. I mean, they say Alex Jones has nothing to lose. I'd probably trade places with him right now. I really have nothing to lose but my family and my life. And I'm willing to give my life for my country, for freedom, and for all of you. Or I could just shut up and be happy. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. It's the Jack Blood Show.
We interrupt this program with a special bulletin. America is now under martial law. All constitutional rights have been suspended. Stay in your home. Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorneys. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you demanded is now mandatory. Be happy! At last, everything is done for you.
Revelation through conversation.
The views expressed by callers, co-hosts, or anyone else who happens to get on the air at Ocelli.com do not necessarily reflect the views of Ocelli.com or Chuck Ocelli, and we are not responsible for any stupidity which might ensue. Thank you.
What are the dynamics of a crowd? How do you move a mob? How do you excite them? How do you make them feel as one with you?
I don't know how.
Join them first.
Join them?
Yes. When you speak to them as if you were a member of the mob. Speak to them in their language, on their level. Make their hate your hate. If they are poor, talk to them of poverty. If they are afraid, talk to them of their fears. If they are angry, give them objects for their anger. But most of all, the thing that is most of the essence is that you make this mob an extension of yourself. What are the dynamics of a crowd? How do you move a mob? How do you excite? How do you make them feel as one with you?
Join them first. Join them?
Yes. When you speak to them as if you were a member of the mob. Speak to them in their language, on their level. Make their hate your hate. If they are poor, talk to them of poverty. If they are afraid, talk to them of their fears. If they are angry, give them objects for their anger. But most of all, for the thing that is most of all the essence is that you make this mob an extension of yourself.
I want to scream.
What are the dynamics of a crowd? How do you move a mob? How do you excite? How do you make them feel as one with you? Join them first.
Join them?
Yes. When you speak to them as if you were a member of the mob. Speak to them in their language, on their level. Make their hate your hate. Talk to them of poverty. Talk to them of their fears. Give them objects for their anger. Make this mob an extension of yourself.
Revelation through conversation.
The War State by Michael Swanson explains the great national transformation that took place and put the Kennedy presidency in the context of the times and reveals never before published information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy would not have been assassinated if he had been president 200 years ago. His assassination took place in the context of the Cold War and the rise of the national security state. Before World War II, the United States was a continental republic. In the decade that followed, it became an imperial superpower. Generals such as Curtis LeMay not only wanted to invade Cuba, but knew that there were short-range missiles on the island armed with nuclear warheads that they could not destroy because they were on mobile launchers. Their invasion could have led to a third world war, and they wanted to go to war anyway. The War State by Michael Swanson reveals why and will show you what President Kennedy was up against. For more information, thewarstate.com.
welcome back to the show. It's the Jack Blood Show, and I appreciate you guys being here. Been hard to do this and to read things and whatnot. My eye is a little messed up, but I am here for you. Thank you for being here for me. We were talking before we went to break about this viral Kanye stuff, and I hate to get wrapped up in it. I don't want you to fall for it. I don't want to spend so much of our time. I spend 15, 20 minutes in the first segment on this, and I guess we're going to have to keep talking about it because you want to hear about it, but it's a distraction. It's a distraction. Most likely it's a psyop. I don't know what's going on with this dude. I'm not going to call him crazy because sometimes, you know, the inmates are running the asylum and we've all been called crazy this last couple of years, especially during lockdowns, forced vaccinations, and being literally quarantined in our houses. What's the difference? You know, I remember we used to talk about this. There, you don't have to worry about the FEMA camps. Because we saw during Hurricane Katrina, they'll come in, they'll arrest you, they'll confiscate your firearms. You need to protect yourself when there are no police. Blackwater will come, take you to the Louisiana Superdome or the Houston Astrodome and hold you there at gunpoint. But what we learned during COVID and the COVID lockdowns is they can almost lock you up in your house. At one point, if you let them get away with it, vans were going to drive around and test you and take you away. And there were people, even Noam Chomsky, if you're not vaccinated, you should be put in a camp to protect everyone. And then we, of course, found out that none of that was true. That none of it was true. Now I hear top-level people talking about Wuhan lab and gain-of-function research and where this all started. I mean, it's all coming out. This is the longest, saddest, most depressing I told you so probably in American history. So we've just come out of this, and we have a lot going on. There's a lot we could talk about. There are I hate the word solutions, but there is answers we can provide. I can't talk about how to fix taxes and how to stop eviscerating the working poor, let alone the middle class. I can't talk about, health laws. I can't talk about freedom. I can't define freedom. There's so many things that we're not going to get to, the Federal Reserve, et cetera, because I think a lot of the things that we were doing 20 years ago need to be repeated now, because we're losing track. We're losing the plot. And why? Because of these psyops going on. Constantly. Overriding and taking over the internet. My guest in the second hour, we're going to talk about this Supreme Court case where Twitter, among others, have been threatened that if we say something that could be out of line, this is kind of what PayPal was trying to do. PayPal would cut us off if we say something that they deem as inappropriate, hate speech, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, these are like pretty big issues. And Google, who has almost a monopoly on search engines, saying if you are out of line and say something, I guess part of this show could qualify, you're not going to be listed on Google, or maybe you'll be on the 200th page. Well, you know, here's the news. That already happened to me. That happened to me a long time ago. They'll go as far as to create other things. Lady Gugu Gaga has a song called Poker Face. The band called Poker Face pushed down to the 500th level. Iggy Azalea was a pop artist who kicked Iggy Pop down for years down the Google food chain. I mean, it's shadow banning, and it happens to all of us. It definitely happens to me. So there's a lot of things we could be talking about. I wanted to spend some time on FTX, and I'm going to. But we can't, because everybody loves a car accident. Everybody likes to, you know, the dirty laundry, as the song goes. That's why if there's just a minor car pulled over the road and you're in traffic, it slows to a grinding halt because everybody's got to crane their necks to see what's going on at the side of the road. You know, I mean, as a metaphor, that pretty much explains what's going on now. There are multiple psyops running, and I just think we're falling for it way too much. And so if I'm talking about this today, that's how I'm talking about it. So then you go, well, why? I think Trump was one of the greatest psyops in American history. There's no way. You don't get the nomination for the Republican Party, let alone win an election and become president, if they don't want you in there. If Trump was such an enemy of the Republic, why didn't anyone try to take him out? I mean, they've gone after lesser people, and actually it's happening all around the world if you look at what's going on in Pakistan or India or wherever. These guys just get taken out. No, they take out people who are leaders. They take out people who preach peace and not war. What I try to do on this show is info peace, not info war. If you get where I'm coming from. If you understand. Do you hear me talking to you? So the peacemakers are the ones that get murdered. The revolutionaries are the ones that get taken out. The real revolutionaries, not the fake ones. And we look at what happened with Oath Keepers today. Their number two, their vice president of Oath Keepers, is an admitted FBI asset. And that even came up in the trial. I mean, people, you know, they use the word sheeple. I've never seen it so bold as it is now. I've never seen people so manipulated as I see them today by just the littlest shiny object, a squirrel, as we often say. And Kanye is the willing squirrel, just as Charlie Sheen was for a while back in the day. And everybody's falling for it because we have, instead of truth tellers, instead of people who are parsing quality information, the limo driving podcasters, attention whores, will do anything to be on the mainstream media that they constantly proclaim as fake news. Fake news. Does that register? Are you with me on this? I'm not asking you to be, don't be with me, don't be against me, none of that, and I'll do the same. Is it at least a conversation that we could have? Because I don't hear any of the limo driving podcasters saying this. And if I'm shrill today, it's because I'm a little upset. It's because I know that all of this sets us back years and years and years. The Trump presidency, and again, I get why people like him. I know he's a wild card, and maybe something good will come of it. I mean, you put that guy in a lame duck presidency for 4 years, he doesn't have to worry about re-election or any of that. I mean, thinking about what he might do and what he could do is kind of mind-boggling, as opposed to if Biden gets re-selected or if the man from Florida gets in or whatever. It's easily predictable what will happen. Everything will continue going on and snowballing in the same fashion it has. You look at, I mean, you want to know, we don't use the word bloodline anymore because that's very conspiratorial. How David Icke of you. Sometime ask me about that guy because I've got behind the curtain. I've seen who's pulling the levers in Oz, and I've seen who the levers are that are being pulled. Kanye right now is certainly one of the levers. He's being pulled by the man behind the curtain. Hey, let's all grow up here. There are very powerful people that don't want to lose what they have and want to continue raping and pillaging the entire planet. Okay. Maybe because it's about to to be all over the proverbial shit hitting the fan, and they know there's not much time, and they're getting as much as they can out of it until then, setting up multi-generational wealth, etc. Because wealth is power, for whatever reason. So, when I see something, I see it as the problem. I watch the reaction, and I could pretty much predict the solution. Of course, as you guys know, it's the Hegelian dialectic. We used to talk about it all the time. It really is thesis, which is all of this crap, plus antithesis or antithesis equals synthesis. This is something that is studied in every major university by all the players. They all know how to wield this as a tool. So we don't use the word bloodline anymore, but we can use the word nepotism. And how did this Sam Bankman-Fried, SBF as he's known, this crazy kid that plays video games, that is on drugs, that lives in this polyamorous, look that up, house in the Bahamas. How does this kid get as big as he got? Was he just that smart that he scammed everybody? Fake it until you make it? How is he getting $200 million loans from Sequoia, which is a international bank? And some of them are not being mentioned. I know there were other major players, I'm sure, wherever those guys are, wherever stuff like this is. You're going to see JP Morgan Chase, you're going to see Goldman, you're going to see the usual players in there, a bunch of venture capitalists, some of them who might have known better, because FTX was a massive black ops money laundering scam, aided and abetted by some of the top money men in the world. That we know. And why? Sam Bankman-Fried, his parents, professors and teachers at Stanford, his uncle at MIT, who was once one of the top guys, if not the top guy at the FTC, the FEC, that monitors what you're doing with your money at the stock market and et cetera, you know, okay. As we know, banking was completely deregulated under the Clinton administration. I mean, let's just be honest about it. A lot of those guys brought into the Obama administration, some of the exact same people, okay? They patched up the too big to fail Black Swan, which was the subprime meltdown in 2008, which is coincidentally when I got canceled by Alex Jones and others. They were using this kid, this crazy video game playing, drug taking, polyamorous, not that there's anything wrong with that kid, this crazy kid who everybody knew was crazy, who was even yesterday at the New York Times conference, along with Janet Yellen and Zelensky and everyone else, propped up as, I guess, some kind of a genius and superhero who, you know, let loose his mea culpa. I had no idea. I was just incompetent. I didn't steal everyone's money. Well, he did, and we know he stole people's money because he was commingling money between various companies. He was taking money not only out of the company and out of investors' pockets and their so-called digital wallets. How safe is that, my friends? Who not only was apparently against regulation of crypto, but was really for it as long as it didn't affect him. You see, competition is a sin, once said John D. Rockefeller. I'm sure somebody this guy has studied, along with Machiavelli. Yeah. And what's going to happen now? That's the problem. Teachers lost their pensions. People lost their pensions. This is Madoff-esque. Madoff was fine for decades running his Ponzi scheme. Better to call it a pyramid scheme. More apt. Yeah. until he started ripping off people from his own persuasion. They didn't like that. Because, let me tell you, there are people in the world reading certain books that believe it's okay to rip off certain people as long as they're not your own people. So that's the mistake you make. You never rip off your own people. Am I talking in code? I'd rather just not say it. I think you guys know what I mean. There's a book that starts with a T that tells you just you can do whatever you want to a certain group of people as long as they're not your own people, etc. Okay? And that's why Muslims are so hated by a certain group of people, because they don't believe in usury. Okay? I mean, let's just talk about it. So SBF at FTX, probably in league with the CIA, raised up in profile, privileged life, silver spoon because of what? Nepotism. But used to funnel money, and there's Zelensky in the same platform as him at the New York Times, the old gray lady, the most trusted paper in news, funneling black budget, black ops money in the same way they did with Iran-Contra to Ukraine. Because you're not going to approve. They just approved more money. You're not going to approve, and whether these are death loans, lend lease, or flat out, here's the money, take it and pay us later in resources, money to Ukraine. Okay? You can argue whether that's good or bad, and if you don't mind paying it or whatever. I mean, we got a lot of problems in this country that $100 billion plus all this black budget backdoor money could fix. But no. Not happening. And then in the middle of all of this, Kanye, FTX, we got this Balenciaga group that is very inappropriately, I think, promoting BDSM, which again, hey, whatever you do in your bedroom is fine with me. I'm not outlawing that or porn or whatever everyone else is advocating. Keep it away from your children and don't involve children in it, which is exactly what they did in their clothing line or merchandising line ad. They got called out on it because, quite frankly, they got busted. This, of course, is very Q. This the Q people are right, which Q, probably another massive psyop, because in a psyop you can say things that are real, that are true, but then go on to discredit those very things. This is what's happening with all this bullshit going on with the artist formerly known as Kanye West, etc. And everyone involved in this psyop. This is what's happening in that. You look at the reaction, you'll know what the solution is. The solution with FTX is massive regulation on crypto exchange. I'd like to see somebody doing something about sucker tokens, which FTX had with their FTT or whatever made out of thin air coin that they had that was at $25 just a few weeks ago. And now is at $2. It's pretty much worthless. Massively wiped out. I mean, here's a guy that is just embraced ripping everyone off. And I think he still might get away with it. I want to remind you something, because I see this in things. And I could talk for quite a while on Balenciaga. Ball, it starts with ball. And ball, and I'm not going to throw the Bible at you, but it's thousands of years old code for child sacrifice mixed with orgies. And then they have CIA in their name. I mean, come on, man. We're being psyoped by all of this. And look, this isn't anything new. Remember Brooke Shields' ad for Calvin Klein? Remember the movie that Brooke Shields was in where she was basically naked as an 11-year-old? In the Calvin Klein ad, she was like 13 or 14 years old, topless. Not to mention the 360-degree subliminals that have penises and boobs and everything in it in just about every ad, the camel ad. I mean, not to mention the massive amounts of, I hate the word, Illuminati, Masonic, signatures with the owls and the pyramids and the 13s and the 6s and the 33s, just everywhere. The private clubs, the elite clubs, the skull and bones, all of the rest of it. And if you try to get a handle on this, on what we are being shown constantly and listening to constantly, that is affecting and collapsing our most conscious and thoughtful intuitions, we are being psyoped. We are being manipulated with all of this stuff. And we've been talking about this symbolism and all of this for, I've been talking about it for 25 years. The very people that uncovered all of this so that I could talk about it are dead and forgotten, shadow banned. You'll never find anything on the internet unless it's something crazy that literally debunks it in the next sentence. This is what it is. People loving Elon Musk, and Elon Musk, I don't even have time to get into that right now. I'll probably do it on my YouTube channel, Deadline Live TV, Deadline Live TV at YouTube. Goes to a Halloween party for Heidi Klum fashion, wearing a superhero outfit with an upside down cross and a goat. It's one of the most satanic things it appears. Now, is he trolling? Is he admitting something? I don't know. I love how all these Christian patriots just think he is the savior. Is he the Antichrist? Is he trolling people? Well, if you look at his profile picture, his avatar on Twitter, he's wearing that very costume. What the hell? Because he's the good cop. He's a cop, but he's the good cop. He is the philanthropic, free speech saving billionaire. How did he get his billions? Yeah, go look it up. Now, I'm not trying to kill all your sacred cows in one show. Not doing that. Please think about it. Before reacting and helping push the solution, please think about the problem and work with me to mathematically unlock what that problem is, because we are being herded into the slaughter. And that's not fear porn, my friends, unlike my band that you heard at the half-hour break at Vulture's Picnic. Play on words, satire. Look what we're losing as opposed to what we're gaining. Look at the distractions and the shiny objects and the squirrels as opposed to where we really are in this thing we allege is reality. It's the Jack Blood Show. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back with Andrew Krapachitz right after this. Stay with us.
We don't need your education. We don't need your thought control.
Cue announcer.
Starring the mad prophet of the airways. All right, it's the Jack Blood Show. So glad to have you guys with us on the Acelli Network. This is a segment we're doing called Unlimited.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I'm interested in the truth about the JFK assassination.
Right. Well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, she knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now. Has a real expert on the JFK assassination look into her claims?
Go to Amazon.com. Enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Barry Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book, and it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Barry Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
I'm making this presentation directly to the American people. with the media present, which is an honor to have you this morning, because many of our nation's reporters and folks will not tell you the truth. It's all fake news. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake. One of the reasons I'm here today is to tell you the whole Russian thing, that's a ruse. Russia is fake news. Russia, this is fake news. Well, I own nothing in Russia. I have no loans in Russia. Talk all you want about Russia. I don't have any deals in Russia. Tomorrow the headlines are going to be Donald Trump rants and raves. The press is out of control. Dishonesty is out of control. We're not going to let it happen because I'm here again to take my message straight to the people. Russia is a ruse. It's all fake news. It's all a ruse. Not true. It's all fake news. Russia is a ruse. Fake. It's all fake news. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake. Hillary Clinton gave Russia 20% of the uranium in our country. You know what uranium is, right? It's a thing called nuclear weapons and other things, like lots of things are done with uranium, including some bad things. Hillary gave away 20% of the uranium in the United States. She's close to Russia. I didn't do anything for Russia. Tomorrow you'll say Donald Trump wants to get along with Russia. This is terrible. This is terrible. Russia is a ruse. It's all fake news. It's all a ruse. Not true. It's all fake news. Russia is a ruse. Fake. It's all fake news. The news is fake because so much of the news is fake.
What the fuck, bro?
Support Chuck O'Chilly at chili.com.
There's no money in it, so
yeah, that is
that's the problem.
That's the biggest problem, I think. And you know, some people would say that look, you're in an age when you can be independently supported, but quite frankly, I'm on that business model too. And look, I'm not going to complain, but I'm going to complain, okay? Because people want to support you, they love you to death, but honestly,
so if you're listening in, this is a very unsubtle request to support the damn show, and I want you to do this too, because you know, the Ocelli Report is one of the few places where Greg Palast can get his stuff out. I mean, you'll still see my bylines in some of these outlets, but nevertheless, you know, I used to be a regular on CNN and on MSDNC, but no more.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
When a fan of the Ocelli Effect calls in to the Ocelli Effect.
I just wanted to call in and tell you and Michael Swanson and JT Sicily and all of the guests that you have how much I love your show. Always interesting. It's always informative. I just wanted to tell you in person on the phone. I mean, I love you. I love your show. I love everything you do. I will always be there to support you. You know that.
We appreciate you so much. You have okay. No idea.
Thanks. And most of our fans just send hate mail and death threats.
Shelly.com.
WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com.
Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough. Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now.
In denial. Secret wars with airstrikes and tanks.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
You're listening to the Jack Blood Show. Be bold, and my forces will come to your aid.
Happy Jack wasn't told, but he was glad. The kids would all sing, he would sing on key. So they rode on his head in the new
No writing on my head. Second hour of the Jack Blood Show coming your way right now. It's December 1st, 2022. Happy Thor's Day to all of you. Of course, I'm Jack Blood, your narrator, your radio gun, reporting for the next hour. We're here once a week. And, of course, my YouTube channel is YouTube, Deadline Live TV. We had scheduled today a great guest, Jennifer Say, whose book, Levi's Unbuttoned, The Woke Mob Took My Job But Gave Me My Voice. And I don't know if because of everything that's going on in the world and what happens if you Google me, she canceled the interview or they had something that she couldn't make it. But I have something just as good. It's Andrew Krapachitz with us today. He's back on the program. He is the founder and CEO of Red Balloon, which was founded in 2021 as a solution for the ever-growing problem of government overreach and cancel culture invading the American workplace. Welcome back to the show, Andrew. Always great to have you. I'm sure you're very familiar with Jennifer because she basically was the brand president at Levi Strauss and was forced out of her job because she dared to comment on school closures in San Francisco during COVID.
Absolutely. And, nice to talk to you, Jack. Always nice to be on the show. In fact, the funny thing is, Jennifer was, if you read about her, you find out that she was, I'd say more left-leaning on a lot of her policies and the way she thought about things. And she sponsored different groups at Levi's and she was really kind of bought into all this. But then she started to have some questions like why if kids literally aren't having a problem with COVID, are we shutting down schools? Are we causing them to wear masks? Are we inhibiting their ability to learn? Why are we doing this? And it was interesting. She was just asking the question. And as we know, there's no room for discourse or dialogue in America anymore. And so, and if you read the story, she like was instantly called a racist because she had questions about the school closure. And she's like, what is this? Like that has nothing to do with racism. Why would I be called that? And it's funny when someone who's traditionally been on the left all of a sudden gets exposed to what the left does to people who are clear thinking conservatives. It is a little eye-opening. So, yeah, no, her story is fantastic, and I'm glad that she turned down $1 million. She turned down $1 million to be able to talk freely about her story, which is super-duper cool.
Yeah. Truly putting her money where her mouth is. It couldn't be more of an apt statement, and she is, I think, the perfect example of that. So much, Andrew, for women breaking the glass ceiling because she – I know she was a champion gymnast. I mean, she was really a hardworking, successful person who had worked her way up through corporate America to have one of the best, most prestigious jobs as a president of one of the biggest companies, not just nationally, but internationally. A company that, by the way, was known for a blue collar product.
Yep.
But here are women canceling a woman who did all of that, who, as you mentioned, leaned a little left like a lot of us before all this happened. I've heard her talking on Fox and other places, and she talks about a mass party realignment because of this. This has really backfired.
Yeah, it really has. And, I mean, her story is obviously important because of the level that she achieved, but her story is not different than what the stories that I'm hearing here at Red Balloon from people all over the country who are dealing with this kind of, whether you call it cancel culture or whether you call it just wokeness in the workplace that has no place for people that disagree with them. I was talking to a lady at Microsoft and she said she had, and she was a vice president at Microsoft, and she said she had an American flag for her team's background. And she was told by HR that that was triggering to other employees. And because it was a sign of white supremacy, the American flag. So she's like, well, that's crazy. And so she takes it down. She's like, whatever, I want to keep my job. And then the next day, she sees a picture from a coworker, has their team's background, is a picture of a black person being lynched. And the caption says, a good man died at your hands today, straight out of that CRT playbook. So it is clear that they are pushing a worldview even in the corporate world. And I think, Jennifer's story is Obviously very high level. She was brave enough to turn down $1 million, but is not an uncommon story, unfortunately, in America today.
Hey, we're going to have her. We're just rescheduling her, folks. So I really look forward to talking to her. But Andrew, I mean, thank you so much for filling in at the last minute today, because there's so much to talk about. When we're talking about getting woke and woke corporate America, and I guess what philanthropy means today, we can't get away from this story with FTX and Sam Bankman-Fried, who gave to all the right charities, who gave to the Democrat Party. Apparently, he claims he gave dark money to the Republican Party, so he kind of trumped it, paid everyone, so, you know, he'd be protected at some point, right? Because the guy apparently was running a massive money laundering Ponzi scheme right under everyone's nose here. But he hung with the right people. He hung out with Clinton. He just did a thing with the New York Times with Janet Yellen and Bibi Netanyahu and all the others, right? I mean, this is a guy who was massively protected because he donated to the right charities. And we know this is how it works in elite circles. You go donate to the wife of the banking billionaire, the hedge fund billionaire. She, of course, has a charity, and you go in and you donate millions of dollars to that, or you donate hundreds of millions of dollars, second only to George Soros, to the Democrat Party. Man, and you are celebrated. You can almost do anything you want. But that isn't that kind of a symptom of wokeism? I mean, how do I sign up for this? Do I need millions of dollars to be, you know?
Yeah, unfortunately. And it also sounds a little bit like, I don't know, like North Korea or something like that, where you're, you know, buying favors with government. One person pointed out that when you look back at 2008, and Lehman Brothers went out of business, but Goldman Sachs and some of the others didn't, and got the government bailouts. And there was a direct correlation between how much money they were donating to the campaign of politicians to how much of a bailout they got when they needed it. It's called insurance policy, and it's gross, right? It's absolutely disgusting that we have in America today a system where if you want an insurance policy for you or for your business to be able to do kind of whatever you want, then all you have to do is donate to the right people and put yourself in the right situations. And obviously that's when you have a culture where there is no right and wrong, where there's only, you know, power and an opportunity to use your money to get favors. That is a very corrupt society. And I hope that conservatives are waking up to this and will start to push back.
I've been in jail for not wearing my seatbelt. Okay. I've been almost ruined by a police officer in LA for jaywalking. It was so bad that when I moved to New York, I was afraid to cross the street. Yet a guy like Sam Bankman-Fried apparently is not indicted, is not being prosecuted. I mean, we'll see what happens here, but this just shows us once again that if you're in the right circles, you donate to the right charities, you say the right things, you're woke, whatever else, all laws are selectively enforced and political in nature. So what good are they?
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Well, the other thing was interesting is when Sam was being interviewed recently, there were a number of, we'll call it the financial elite, in the audience, and you could almost hear this kind of very nervous laughter of, we need to distance ourselves from him, not because of what he did, but because it didn't work, right? Because what's happening, you know, with Elon Musk and Apple and all that stuff, which we can go into, is a lot of these companies are just showing their true colors. And I'd say, you know, Sam was kind of showing the colors that all of these financial elites have. He just got in trouble for it because he didn't pull it off. He didn't play the game well enough. Of course, he's going to be just fine. But there's a lot of people in power who like their power. They like the game. They love the system. And, you know, it's just going to – I hope that it's a house of cards that starts to fall on itself.
Well, the card he didn't see coming was Binance. They crashed him. I mean, they – look, and they, I think they should be investigated too. Honestly, this whole crypto scammery thing that goes on for people. It happens every day, the pump and dump. I mean, it is really, I think, a microcosm of what the stock market is personally, okay? I mean,
yep.
You know what the plunge protection team is and all of this, right? My people know what that is. They know how money moves. They know what the business cycle is. They understand that. I have some very intelligent listeners. Thank God for that. But Binance, I mean, they crashed FTX. Okay, good. They exposed them. Fine. But teachers' pensions were invested into this stupid company.
Right.
Like, I don't care. Yep. Tom Brady will be okay. These spokespeople, Larry David, Stephon Curry, all these guys, they'll be okay because most of their equity positions were given because they were the face of the company and helping them continually move it along. I don't think they had actual money in it. And at one point, you know, if you cashed out, you know, 2 weeks ago, it was $650 million, but you got $50 million for being the face, the spokesperson of the company. I don't worry about those people. I worry about, and that's the same thing, with the Madoff scam. I worry about people who put their pension funds into this thing and are wiped out. Wiped out, man. They should all get out and have a news conference right now so people understand what this guy did.
Yeah, and what he did and
hiding behind woke and charities and philanthropy.
Absolutely. And giving, you know, and promising billions of dollars to Democratic candidates. And the reality is what he was doing is it really is just a fancy Ponzi scheme. And it is shocking to me that he's not in prison, right? You and I go to prison for not wearing seatbelts or, you know, or I know I have friends who went to prison
jail.
Or got arrested.
Yeah, prison.
Yeah, jail. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Yeah. But I had friends who were arrested for not wearing a mask outside, even here in Idaho. And so, you know, and then he has stolen from these teachers' unions, from all of these people. And then lo and behold, he's, you know, he's going to go on a speaking circuit probably, right? And he's probably going to make a ton of money doing that. And he lived a lifestyle. And he was pretty famous for saying, you know, well, I drive a bad car and, you know, I'm not really using that money. But I'll bet you he's got some money stocked away somewhere.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, it would be good if he could give up his resources to all those teachers unions and people who put money in expecting that they would get something good. But I'd also encourage people, like, you got to be wise. If you're investing in something that sounds too good to be true or it feels a little nefarious, probably a good time to not be involved.
Okay, but if Bill Clinton and all these guys are around him, it smells legit. And
right.
Anything crypto, you should be real careful of. I'm not too worried about people that are just trying to get rich on crypto on a pump and dump scheme, which apparently this is. And he's admitted as much, by the way.
Yeah. Right.
You know, the commingling of funds, this is just the classic go to jail for 100 years kind of stuff. But of course, his mom, a professor at Stanford, was – this just burns me. She was in charge of a fund that was ballot harvesting during this last election, and his money went to that, which likely could have fixed the election. I mean, I'm just saying, like, no, who's going to investigate that? Now, I know the Republicans have Congress and they're going to, you know, pretend to investigate something. They lost the Senate, unfortunately. So, Rand Paul won't be investigating, COVID and all of that. That would have been a nice one. You know, and I don't root for either side, man. They're Bloods and Crips to me, but, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
no, it's true. Yeah. And I don't believe that they would have actually done the work necessary to get to the bottom of it and actually bring justice, because they're not looking for justice. They're not looking for right. They're looking for whatever is politically expedient. And that's unfortunately, the world we're in today. But my hope is that conservatives are going to use things like this, use things like what's going on with Twitter and Apple, and China, to wake up a little bit and realize
Let me get to that because of all of this and what's going on with Kanye today, not a lot of talk about the investigation into the Biden crime family, which is something I hope we get to the bottom of and isn't just another show trial. Let's talk about that. Andrew Krapachitz is with us from Red Balloon. Look up Red Balloon. If you feel like you are being stifled, if you stifle it, eat it. You feel like you're being bad pun, bad voice. But, you know, if you feel like you're not allowed to say certain things and you could lose your job for saying things that are perfectly normal free speech things like I'm a Christian, I'm not a Christian, like some very basic things. I just your religion and your personal life out of your workplace. That's just my advice. But you can hit up Red Balloon and they have guys to assist you over there and chronicle what you're going through and maybe give you some good advice. Okay. So let's talk about this. This is a big story. It came out, bunch of Twitter stuff obviously is always a big story, but it came out that Apple had told Twitter they are basically deplatforming them. They're going to take their app off their site. That's one part of this. But the bigger part of it is the Supreme Court case, the Section 230 in that case, which is I'm going to try to pronounce it, certiorari versus Google and Twitter, which means – and Twitter was threatened with this. If you don't do what we say, Google says this to Twitter, if you don't play by our rules, we will – not only take you off of our app, but you won't find Twitter on Google, which they're threatening all of us with. Now, I'm sure Elon will be okay. The rest of us, not so much. I've already seen evidence of this. They call it shadow banning, okay? So this case is going to get heard by the Supreme Court. I don't know how they're going to fall. I know Google is extremely powerful, potentially the most powerful, them, Alibaba, some other guys, some of the most powerful people in the world. Okay. This is we live in the Matrix. They are running the Matrix. I don't know how this is going to play out. Could you talk about that, Andrew, with us? I guess it's Musk and Twitter versus Apple and how this is affected what is, I think, potentially actually spontaneous revolution due to lockdowns in China.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's a big subject, and there's a lot of different topics there. But what's happening is I think a lot of these companies who have, you know, these woke companies have believed these things for a long time. They have been pushing a worldview. They they've been doing it mostly uninhibited, right? But then Elon Musk, who is powerful, he is wealthy, he's intelligent, and he now owns one of the largest social media platforms in the world. All of a sudden, he's pushing back against them, and they're getting a little bit desperate. I heard one person say that Elon Musk didn't just buy a company. He bought a crime scene because he now has all of this information about how Twitter was working on pushing elections a certain direction, trying to push a worldview on all of us. And so all of a sudden he now owns all this information. And so he can push on that. And like, I don't know, you probably saw this, but he found a closet at Twitter and it had a bunch of shirts in it that just said hashtag stay woke. So clearly they've been pushing a worldview for a long time, but now he owns this thing. And so then you have companies like Apple who decide, you know what, I need to limit free speech in America because that's where we're going to lose our power structure. And so, but I did hear that Elon went out to the Apple headquarters and they worked everything out. But I think that Apple actually was threatening to try and remove Twitter from the App Store so that they could maintain their power and not allow free speech. And then, of course, we know that Apple is also, they are removing AirDrop from their phones in China. Now, why is that really important? Well, because the Chinese government controls the internet and they control cellular networks. But AirDrop allows you to go from phone to phone without using any of that infrastructure. And it basically allowed in a lot of these protests for the protesters to organize and to work together and was really a valuable tool for people who wanted freedom in China. And Apple, who's just a unfortunately appears to be an arm of the Chinese government, basically when China says jump, Apple says how high, and Apple says sure, I'll get rid of AirDrop for all of the phones in China so that these protesters can't communicate with each other, and I think it's just disgusting, and it's Apple just living up to the what they've thought for a long time, which is they want to control things and they don't love freedom in America or China or anywhere else.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of consumers in China and new consumers by the tens of thousands coming online every day. So they don't need us. Apple doesn't need us.
Right. Right. Well, and they do need China because that's where everything's made, right? They have outsourced everything to China. And if China doesn't allow Apple to work there, they're going to be in trouble. Like, they won't be able to make phones.
Oh, you mean the Chinese slave labor in China that they get to have.
Correct.
But listen, Andrew, the costs, the savings are being passed along to us in America. That's what they tell us.
Yeah. I don't believe that for a minute. I think the profits are being passed on to Apple here in America. So, this is the moment we're in where corporations are showing their true color. I mean, we all know that COVID was kind of the great accelerator. It took what a lot of people on the left actually believed and kind of put it out in the light of day, which I think is actually a great thing. And because that happened, I think a lot of conservatives are just starting to wake up and realize we need to push back against that. And so, you know, that's part of the reason that I started RedBalloon.work. You see people like my friend Michael, who started Public Square. I helped found the Indie Tech Council. There's a whole bunch of businesses that are saying, you know what, we need to stand up. We need to push back, because if we don't, we might run out of time. I was talking to one CEO who said, I feel like I kind of need to die on this hill because there aren't that many hills left. And so it's time for conservatives to say, you know what, let's stop wringing our hands. Let's get to work.
Well, the unions aren't sticking up for the workers in this case. You are, I guess.
That's right.
I'm assuming. I don't know this, so don't let me put words in your mouth. I'm assuming you're not super pro-union. There's reasons not to be because of the corruption that the unions have been involved in and the coercion over the years. Okay, I'm not anti-union myself. I just wish they were fixed in the way they were when they started, yeah, potentially, but. But man, I mean, they're not standing up for their workers,
no,
really. And, I mean, we see this rail strike happening now. I don't know how much of that is them and how much of it is the workers just getting pissed off.
Right. And here's an actually interesting thing, Jack. So I would agree. A lot of the unions, I think some of them started with a good purpose, right, to try and protect workers. But they kind of lost their way. And the problem is power really corrupts. And so these union bosses got a lot of power. And then there you go. So RedBalloon.work actually came out with an employee bill of rights. It's actually an employee bill of rights and responsibilities. Because basically what we said is, look, it is a lot easier to fight back and to stand up if you have knowledge, because knowledge is power. And you need to know where you're going to get into a lawsuit, where you're going to win that lawsuit, and where you might lose it. So if you're listening and you want to know where you can stand up at work for your rights, for your religious rights, for your personal rights, you can go to redballoon.org/bill, and the employee bill of rights is there. But I wanted to highlight one of those rights that we point out. And this employee bill of rights was written
by... Do it quick, because I got to go to break, Andrew.
Okay.
Do that real quick, and then we'll hit the break.
Okay, so my encouragement, the third right, is you can actually work together to push back against things. And so we've been encouraging workers to do a little bit of organized labor in the right way and actually push back against CRT training and the mask mandates and all the silly things. So redballoon.org/bill, you can find some really valuable information on what you should do in the workplace.
Yeah, I mean, we need it. We need it. And if I'm an employer, I'm not pissed off at you. Okay. I want my employees to be happy, therefore productive, therefore loyal, and all the rest of that. Okay. Real quick. It's the Jack Blood Show. Andrew Krapchitz is with us from redballoon.work. We'll talk more about free speech when we come back, because it has got to be the biggest issue of the day. It's the Jack Blood Show. Stay with us.
We don't
need your education. We don't need your
thought control. 3, cue announcer. Starring the Mad Prophet of the Airways.
You're listening to the Jack Blood Show.
Every time I put it on my face, I'm able to breathe just a little bit deeper. What are people saying about MyTrueEssence.net?
I'm going to tell you something serious, man. I just want to tell you listeners, I bought some of that Modifilin from Christy, and she made me up some of this emu oil mixed with some other stuff. I don't know what's in it, but I like the way it smelled. And I started putting it on, rubbing it on my foot, rubbing it on my knee, and like the second day, I just noticed it. I'm walking around, I'm like, damn, my knee is loose.
I can tell you that oil you gave me helped me with my carpal and my shoulder problem. And if it wasn't, I wouldn't be working.
My ankles sort of really be pesky and bother me. And I'm telling you, the pain just went away. Essential oils rule!
And when I put that on, it's like my skin came alive.
MyTrueEssence.net.
Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm interested in the truth about the JFK assassination.
Right. Well, what do you want to know?
Judy Baker's wild claim, Oswald girlfriend, he knew Ruby and Barry, cancer weapons. Really?
I imagine I could claim I have four wheels. It doesn't make me a wagon, but okay.
Oswald was on the kill team and trying to prevent the murder of John Kennedy. Come on now. Has a real expert on the JFK assassination look into her claims?
Go to Amazon.com. Enter Judith Baker in her own words. You'll get results for a digital copy of a book where Walt Brown utilizes her own words and the known evidence in the case to get at, well, a different perspective, let's say. You can get Judith Barry Baker in her own words from the author himself, signed if you request it, by contacting Dr. Brown at KIASJFK@AOL.com. It's a fun book, and it actually dissects the many, many fantastic claims. Judith Barry Baker in her own words.
Thank you for all the great information.
News, entertainment, and more. You will learn something, children's. Ocelli.com.
Revelation through conversation.
Ocelli.com.
You're listening to the Jack Blood Show because you give a crap and you want to know what to do about it. Now let's get to work.
Here's Johnny.
What is Elon Musk? Is he man or astro man? Okay, I am Jack Blood, and I am man 100%. I don't know, man. You can check my blood. All right. Welcome to the Jack Blood Show. We are live today. Andrew Krapachitz is with us from redballoon.work. He's filling in for a canceled guest today because she canceled herself from the show. And no offense, because the internet is a dangerous place now. Thankfully, the military gave us the internet so we could all learn about things. Yeah, a little information goes a long way. Too much information can be dangerous, especially if it's bad information. Andrew, thanks for being with us today. There's so much to talk about. Man, I'm just going to keep you for about 10, 15 more minutes. Are you hip to all this Kanye stuff? The artist formerly known as Kanye. Are you keeping track of this at all?
I am keeping track of it. And actually, I've got some friends at Parler, where he was going to buy Parler, and then
he did
that all fell apart today. Yeah. That's breaking news, maybe.
Okay.
That deal fell apart, and I
because he'll tell you he bought it. So.
Right. Yeah. Well, they had an agreement for him to buy it, and then it fell apart literally today. So it's and honestly, there's some really good people at Parler, so I don't think that's a bad thing.
Hey, to get some of this information today, you know, I had to go to some unauthorized black streaming sites, man, because you're only going to get what you get on YouTube, which is why I'm not, co-mingling my YouTube today with this because of some of the things we want to talk about. Well, so the question is, with all the wokeism going on, that's the one extreme. The other extreme is like Kanye. And I just feel this, I'm being psyoped, I'm being distracted on a mass level here. There are some things going on that I talked about in the first half hour of the show, you know, that I'm not going to repeat. The question is, how far does free speech go? And what should we be upset about? I have a clip right here from Yay on the Alex Jones show today. If you didn't know, Andrew, I've hosted I have hosted the Alex Jones show maybe 50 times as the fill-in host. So I have a connection there. We got this clip for if you didn't listen to the first hour, I want Andrew to hear it. He probably already has. If you can roll that, Chuck.
That's right. You're not Hitler. You're not a Nazi. You don't deserve to be called that and demonized.
Well, I see good things about Hitler also. The Jew, I love everyone. I'm done with the classifications. Every human being has something of value that they brought to the table, especially Hitler.
What do I mean? Like, okay, so how about, are you leaving?
Are you afraid of the press?
He's gone.
If you take the entire interview into context and make some excuses, okay, I'm not afraid of someone saying that. I don't mind that someone says that. I just don't want to be lumped in with it. I have nothing to do with that, okay? To what point is free speech to be criticized? At what point do you take free speech too far? At what point – because that's – you have to be responsible. If you have a massive audience, which Kanye apparently does and Alex Jones certainly does, shouldn't you be a little – like when Alex Jones says the kids didn't die and the parents get harassed for years and years and years and death threats, at what point should you be responsible for what you say? See, I don't think you shouldn't say it. I just think you should be responsible for what you say. You should be accountable, no?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. And look, that I would disagree with him on that issue. I believe there should be free speech, but you should be responsible for what you say, right? I've got five kids, and I know I've got kids who say the craziest things. And not bad things, but the craziest things. I'm like, okay, well, you said that. It hurt that person's feeling. And so, yes, that was free speech. And yes, you will have consequences for what you said. You know, you say those words in school and the principal hears about it. You're going to get in a lot of trouble, right? And so there are consequences for free speech. And there are consequences for this. And the problem is if we don't have any ability to identify right and wrong, and it's everybody's, you know, what's right in your own eyes kind of thing. Well, then the problem is, well, that's what Kanye West believes. I don't believe that. I think that, you know, the Holocaust really happened. I think that these things are real. And so you have to have some standards. And I had a lot of people ask me, they're like, okay, so talk to me about cancel culture. I'm like, look, there is a place for cancel culture. And that usually shocks people a little bit. I said, but look, if you had a axe murderer in your town, that person should be canceled from being in the town. They should be put in prison or jail or whatever, right? They need to be removed, and they need to be canceled from their current activity. And so I think there needs to be consequences. There needs to be standards by which free speech, you have to be careful with it. Like many other things, like alcohol or anything else, free speech is a gift that can be abused, and you need to be conscious with it and realize that there are actions.
I'm asking the question without giving even an answer myself. I want to know who these people are. I think I could be edified and my audience can be edified when we see these people out in the open light and we know who they are. I personally think that Kanye is being used and maybe doesn't know it. And it's kind of ironic because he's talking about, you know, he's exposing these people that have been using people, but he's really being used. And I honestly think it's a huge distraction, but I don't mind seeing, these people. I mean, I wouldn't, if I was Trump, I wouldn't have dinner with them and make it all public.
You know? Correct.
That's probably not too helpful for him. And he seems to be a little out of touch in some ways, but I don't know if there should be a limit. I'm not saying cancel them. I'm just saying identify that as for what it is. I think it's a psyop on some levels. I think it's a manipulative. I think it's a distraction. and potentially, you know, the rantings of someone who's mentally ill. We just go down. If I go downtown in Seattle, I'm going to see people like this all over the place.
And saying crazy things.
The mayor of New York has some new law he's putting out, or some new edict, that he's just going to round up people that sound like this and forcibly put them into mental health facilities and hold them against their will, even though they haven't broken the law. That's a thing.
That's right.
Eric Adams.
No, absolutely. And this is where, like, there needs to be consequences for what you say, but there needs to – and part of it is I'd love to see the same standard across all of this, right? We know that, you know, Epstein and so many people on the left who, again, made the right donations to the right people – were kind of held harmless, well, until he died, but were held harmless. And then somebody like a Kanye, who is kind of spouting his mouth off, we don't know how mentally with us he is. For crying out loud, if you see the clip of him saying that, he's wearing like this black mask the entire time. So,
which is, by the way, that is manufactured by Balenciaga, that mask.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. So many good things, or let's say bad things. So it's very strange. Yes, there should be free speech, and yes, there should absolutely be consequences for that free speech. And people should say, look, back to my friends at Parler. They're like, look, we don't want to work with someone who can't seem to control their mouth and is struggling with some sort of mental focus right now. And so, I think that's part of the deal, the reason that deal fell apart.
You know, we saw the actress from Who's the Boss. She is quitting Twitter, and she said she sold her Tesla and bought a VW. Well, that's that's a product made by Nazis. Right. We put up with this constantly. Bayer, who now owns Monsanto, helped founded by the Nazis. NASA. Wernher von Braun, IBM helped assist in the Holocaust, put the numbers on the victims' arms. We know that. The Bushes were actually – Prescott Bush was actually punished, as well as his bank with Avril Harriman, for funding Hitler. Does that enter the conversation? Because I know Kanye's not bringing that up. I mean, does that – you know what I'm saying? Does that enter the conversation? Yep. Like, we're – okay, let's be real. Are we funding Azov Battalion in Ukraine, which are white supremacist Nazis? Are we funding them? Is that what's
– right.
Is there a good Nazi and a bad Nazi? Like, no, I would have no problem if Kanye brought that up, but he doesn't. Look, I mean – does he realize that Lenny Bruce was one of the biggest, you know, saviors, one of the biggest fighters for free speech in the 1960s, and completely went down and had a breakdown and died over it? He's Jewish. I mean, is that what we're doing? I don't get it.
Yeah, no, and I have no room in my categories for someone who is treated based on their skin color, based on their nationality. People, we should be in a meritocracy where people are able to earn their way to where they need to be. And in the workplace that we're in today, people are getting fired because they're white, and they're getting hired because they have black skin. And this is happening all the time. In redballoon.org, we have a lot of these stories, and we're focused on trying to reverse that kind of stuff, because we should have the same standards. We should be back to freedom. We should allow people to live their values out loud. Free speech has some dangers to it, and it needs to be used carefully. But this kind of thing I'm not okay with, but I'm absolutely a fan of free speech in the workplace, and that's what we're focusing on.
Yeah, in the world, especially on the internet, with podcasters such as myself now. I mean, I was once a syndicated broadcaster. Long story, you know, people that want attention, you know, it's gone a little too far. And I'm not saying there should be a law. I'm not saying they should be canceled, any of that. I mean, I believe in almost absolute total free speech and let the chips fall where they may if you say it. But at the same time, I don't like seeing people get rewarded for yeah. all this. You know, and you get the ding ding, the bell on meritocracy, because that's pretty much half of my philosophy. Let me get you out on this. Andrew Krapichis is with us. It's redballoon.work. If you're being oppressed in your workplace because you're not woke enough, or you don't wear the right clothing, or your hair looks like isn't woke, or whatever it is, hit those guys up and get some advice from them. It's really important. I'm going to go back to something you said real quick. I'll get you out on this. Crime scene Twitter. I just want to know, first of all, I don't trust Elon Musk. There's for a lot of reasons. He looks like a good cop to me, you know, good cop, bad cop. Theorize, hypothesize, if you will. Why didn't Twitter delete all the incriminating evidence, if there is? Because we all knew that they spiked that story. They killed the story on Hunter Biden right before the election. I don't know what that would have done, if it would have made a difference, but they did it, and people got in trouble for saying it, and that's a problem, and they should be accountable for that. But why does he have this crime scene? Why didn't they delete all of this? Was there so much of it they couldn't, or I mean, just in your opinion, how did that happen?
Yeah, well, I ran, before I was canceled. I used to run a company. It wasn't that big, but it was, several hundred employees. And, you think about when you have thousands of employees, Twitter had 7,500 employees. You think of the quantity of emails and texts and documents that are being that are going back and forth between all the employees. It is a lot more difficult than you can imagine. I know that I calculated that I wrote about 10,000 emails a year, and if you multiply that by 7,500 employees, all of a sudden you are in a position where there's so much information that maybe some of it they did delete, maybe some of it that was so unfathomable for them that someone would actually come in and take over and be able to have access to that they didn't get around to it. I don't know. I agree. I'm nervous of Elon. I would not call him a righteous, moral man. But I do like that he appears to be in the fight right now. He appears to be pushing back and doing some really good stuff. And he definitely has people on the left, some of the big tech, very concerned. They're definitely responding as though they see him as a threat. So I hope that's true.
He's a super insider, Andrew. He knows where the bodies are buried. And yep. I don't think he would give up all his government contracts to expose these people. I think it's a little bit of a charade, but I'm rooting for it. Who knows? I don't know. I have a story here. His Neuralink revealed, including brain hacking technology, testing that on animals, and all of his satellites and the massive military and intelligence contracts he and Jeff Bezos have. It's enough to make me worry a little bit about putting my trust in someone like that.
Yep, you have a very good point. Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, man. Mort Saul, another guy that sacrificed, a comedian that sacrificed his entire career because he got obsessed with the JFK stuff. Another great Jewish comic, man. I mean, let's be fair. Let's be cool. Let's be fair. Let's treat people like they're people and not a race or a color or a creed or a Democrat or a Republican or none of those things. Heterodox like me and probably my guest today, Andrew. Andrew is at redballoon.work. Go check him out. Go look it over. And if you like it, start telling people about it. It's real important that you do that because we have to stick together before we hang separately. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate you being with us, man.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Have a great day. Boy, you don't hear people say that enough these days. Thanks. You can, thanks, man. Chuck, you can, is it possible for you to cut him or he can hang up or whatever? Cause I'm going to finish this up. I was thinking today, I'm going to do a YouTube podcast on this. I was gone for a couple of years during those Trump years because there was and it's the COVID years, and it would not have been a better time for me to re-ramp my media career during COVID because I had a captive audience, pun intended. you know, and I started living my life because I had made so many sacrifices to say the things I just said on the show today. And I did my time. I put my time in. I just wish everyone had a couple of years, a year. I did 20 years of it. Little bit of time to give back and to put in to the things you believe in, to the right things. We can all have that discussion. I love to have you email me at jackblood@hotmail.com. Please donate to me because I'm out of work because I have a health problem right now. Man, I hate to pull that thing out of the bag. Jackblood@hotmail.com. We use the dreaded PayPal and Zelle. Need it now more than ever. But you know, I kind of blue pilled myself, but not in the way that you would think. I'm not going back into the matrix. I'm studying the whole time I'm off the air for years. I'm on top of things. I'm reading books. I'm studying. I'm learning. I'm trying to make myself a better person. I'm trying to figure out a way to explain things to people in a better way. I'm trying to figure out how to aim my gun at peace. It's a peace gun. You know, I'm trying to figure out how to create a viable liberty consensus, unlike, you know, just being an attention whore. I'm trying to like do that. So I didn't blue pill myself. I kind of did, but I don't blame people for doing it. At this point, I just want to do a whole episode on YouTube on free speech. And, you know, obviously I'll have to pull some punches and put disclaimers all over it. Because if we were truly searching for truth, if we were truly using our free speech, if we were truly willing to lay ourselves down for what we believe in, we would, and this is why we're being prevented. This is why we're being blocked. I didn't use the C word, C blocked. Okay. This is why we are under attack, under duress, under potential prosecution, under punishment, under manipulation, under groupthink, under newspeak, and all the rest of it. Because if we were truly seeking the truth and truly allowed to speak about that on the level that we could every day, doing this show 7 days a week if I did it, we would destroy society as we know it. We would wreck every institution that currently exists. This is why you have to bail the banks out during the subprime meltdown. Well, you know, and this is every time you start investigating the Federal Reserve, you start investigating, you know, the financial system, the global financial system at large. They'll tell you, every once in a while you'll catch them and they'll tell you, we'll kill you all. We'll burn it down with you. We'll take all of you with us. We're not going to go quietly in the night because you exposed us. Because you have empirical, undebatable evidence against us. We'll take you all down with us. Do you understand what would happen if the dollar wasn't the world reserve currency? Or if we couldn't print all the money we wanted constantly, bailouts forever, as the great Joan Vian reported, that Tim Geithner said when he was the head of the Treasury. Now it's Janet Yellen. Shh, don't tell anyone. If we truly got together and had free speech and designed, whether on purpose or by accident, a national / global consensus, all institutions as we know them would burn to the ground. Many of you think that's a good thing. I'm an anarchist / minarchist. Many of you believe that you don't care. You'll lose everything. You'll risk everything. You'll die for it. Well, that's about what you're going to have to do. So this is why a lot of people discuss I'm going to just talk about what's viral on the internet today. That will be my whole show. I'll just talk about that for hours and hours and hours and repeat myself constantly and make, you know, plastic content. It's content. It's viral. Don't you want to hear what I say about the viral news today? Because if we talk about things that are real, that are really real, and we provide answers for that, and we get a consensus on that, the world as we know it would be over. And they'd potentially try to take us with them. Do you understand? Now, I'm not advocating against it. I think that's what should be done. I'm ready to make that sacrifice. I have made that sacrifice. In the 90s, I was making six figures a year. That's 90s money, my friends. Living in a penthouse, you know, doing radio. But I gave that up because I believe that I'm willing to put my body against that machine. How many of you and how many of your friends, your family, your coworkers, your neighbors, people on the street, just the world at large, are ready to make that decision? Easy to say if you're living in a ghetto in Mexico or India or Africa or whatever, or in the United States, in San Francisco or wherever, Seattle. Easy to say when you have nothing. What are you willing to risk for this? And I'm not talking about violence, talking about truth. Truth is the weapon. That's why it's being taken out of your hands. That's why those people are being, if they're successful enough, murdered, killed, disenfranchised, canceled, deplatformed, wiped out, bank accounts frozen. That's what it's going to take. The rest of it, I'm sorry, is mental masturbation. It just is. I'm going to keep trying to do this. Check me out over at YouTube, Deadline Live TV. I'll be doing some stuff this week. I did a pretty good job today, right? I did okay with one eye and the one-eyed Jack. Stay tuned for the Chuck Caccelli Show coming up right after this. And please support this channel as much as you can because you're not hearing this anywhere else. This is how we do. Love you guys. Stay bold and shine bright, you crazy diamonds.